It's Wednesday, July 23rd, 2026, and this morning, Nike is reminding everyone that winning on paper doesn't always mean winning in the market, especially when China is in the picture. Dev, let's set the table. What's the broad market feeling like today?
It's a mixed bag, Maya. Earnings season is really driving the mood, with big consumer and pharma names in focus.
And beyond earnings? Anything on the trade or geopolitics front?
Yes. Canada and the U.S. are still stuck in a tariff standoff, which is quietly keeping some investors on edge about North American trade flows. And over in Europe, Hungary just moved to crack down on Chinese electric vehicle companies operating there. That's sending ripples through the whole EV supply chain story.
So it's a day where earnings are noisy, trade tensions haven't gone away, and geopolitics keeps throwing curveballs.
Exactly. Copper is also quietly gaining attention on an infrastructure story out of Zambia. More on that in a bit.
Okay, the main story today is Nike. They beat expectations. But something is holding the stock back. Dev, what happened?
Nike posted profits that came in better than Wall Street expected. That's the beat. But their total revenue, the actual money coming in the door, fell short.
And the culprit is China?
Big part of it, yes. China is one of Nike's most important markets, and sales there are dragging. Local Chinese brands are eating into Nike's share, and consumer spending there is still pretty sluggish.
So they cut costs to look profitable, but they're not actually selling more stuff.
That's a fair way to put it. And the market tends to reward growth, not just cost cutting. So even a beat on profits can feel hollow if revenue is shrinking.
Why should a regular person care about this beyond just NKE stock?
Because Nike is a bellwether, a kind of mood ring for global consumer spending. When it struggles in China, that often signals broader softness in how Chinese consumers are feeling. And a lot of big American companies depend on that same consumer.
So this isn't just a sneaker story.
Right. It's a read on whether the world's second biggest economy is picking up or still stuck in a rut.
Let's talk about what's gaining steam and what's losing it right now.
The Hungary and Chinese EV story is gaining real momentum. Investors are waking up to the idea that Europe could become a much harder place for Chinese car companies to operate.
And that copper story you teased earlier?
Also picking up, a major railway investment in Zambia is drawing attention to how the world is racing to secure the raw materials needed for batteries and clean energy.
What about the Canada tariff story? Is that still alive?
Still very much alive. Though it's been simmering rather than boiling, no resolution in sight, which is its own kind of problem for markets.
Dev, let's steelman the other side of the Nike story. Some people say the beat is actually good news. Make the case.
Fair point. Nike did prove it can defend its margins, meaning it's not just discounting everything to move product. That's hard to do in a tough environment.
So the bull would say they're being disciplined, China will recover eventually, and the worst is priced in?
Right, but the counter is that we've been saying China will recover for 2 years now, and the local competition is only getting stronger, so patience has a cost.
Waiting for a recovery that might not come on the timeline anyone expects.
That's the risk. Discipline is great, but you still need growth to justify the price you're paying for the stock.
What should people be watching tomorrow, Dev?
Keep an eye on the Meta addiction trial. Snap just settled its own lawsuit, which means Meta is now standing alone in court. And that story is getting louder.
And on the trade front?
Any news out of the Canada-US tariff talks could move markets quickly. It doesn't take much to rattle things when the tension is already there.
Also worth watching, AbbVie. There's been notable insider buying there.
When company executives buy their own stock with their own money, people notice. We'll see if that story builds legs.
That's your Narratic Daily for July 23rd. Thanks for spending 5 minutes with us. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.